Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. As usual, I was stumped as I read through the morning Russian news feed. I had come across a puzzling headline, Rubli po osini shitayut, literally, rubles are counted in the fall. Now, knowing Russian headline writers' propensity for clever rephrasing of common expressions, I started poking around in my reference books and stumbled on the phrase "tsiplyat po osini shitayut," chickens, or really chicks, are counted in the fall. This is the Russian version of "don't count your chickens until they're hatched." But in Russia's more severe climatic conditions, hatching was just the first hurdle. The chicks had to survive the perils of summer: drought, flooding, hungry cats and dogs, illness, and so on. So you only count them in the autumn when they're a sure thing. So that's the illusion behind the headline, Rubli po osini shitayut, which had this subheader, К сентябрю нас может ждать стабилизации курса национальной валюты, рост зарплат. By September, we can expect the national currency to stabilize and incomes to rise. Okay, I get what it means, but I just don't get why this only happens in the fall. Does the ruble spend the summer on the beach or what? Accepting, once again, that I am not a macroeconomic genius, I decided to forego financial news and concentrate on chickens. The chicken does not have a great reputation in Russia and in the Russian imagination. Chickens are odd. They have wings, but they don't fly. They don't make nests. They are said to fear water and darkness. They are thought to be stupid. That's why in Russian, rak ni ryba, a kurica ni ptitsa. A crayfish is not a fish, and a chicken isn't a bird. I don't think chickens are quite as stupid as they're made out to be, so it's probably a grave insult to the clucking clans to speak of kurinaya pamyat', literally, a chicken's memory. In English, we go for a kitchen comparison, not a barnyard one. Куда? В какой карман я сунул свой билет? Ох, у меня куриная память. Where did I? What pocket did I shove that ticket into? I've got a memory like a sieve. Because chickens are kind of innately comical, the expression курам на смех, chickens find it funny, is used when something is so hilarious or outrageous that even dumb chickens would laugh. If chickens could laugh, that is. In English, we change the creature. Доходная часть бюджета – 22 миллиарда долларов. Для такой страны, как Россия, это курам на смех. The income part of the budget, $22 billion, for a country like Russia would make a cat laugh. But I'm happy to say that English speakers agree with Russian speakers on one aspect of chickenhood. The marks they make in the dirt are very much like bad handwriting. In Russian, it's как курица лапой, like a chicken wrote it with its feet. Прочитав объяснение, учитель ничего не понял. Почерк был как курица лапой. The teacher read through the explanation, but couldn't make out the handwriting. It was like chicken scratches. Chickens, unlike other barnyard bird friends like ducks and geese, don't have feathers that water slides off of. So, if they get caught in the rain, they look like, well, something the cat dragged in. Мокрая курица, a wet hen, can describe how someone looks. Он бродил по бульвару, как мокрая курица. He was a sorry sight as he wandered along the boulevard. But it can also describe the inner bedraggled state. One guy was surprised to discover that his girlfriend didn't have much spunk. Я ты думал, ты меня боевая подруга, а ты мокрая курица. I thought you were my feisty girlfriend, but you're a spineless worm. In general, being мокрая курица is just not a good thing. Он дурак, бездельник, лентяй, грязная муха, мокрая курица, дерьмо. He's an idiot, a slouch, a dirty fly, a wet hen, and a load of crap. but it's probably no worse than being a ruble that's only counted in the fall. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе.